Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
The Dimov Quartet celebrated their 60th anniversary with the music of Mozart and Brahms. The quartet was created 60 years ago by first-year students at the Music Academy. Its initial members, who were to stay on for many a long year, were Dimo Dimov violin, Alexander Tomov violin, Dimitar Chilikov viola, Dimitar Kozev cello. The very first performance was of Beethoven's Opus 18, which came to be the foursome's musical hallmark. Listen to a fragment now. No sooner than it was founded, the Dimov Quartet made a name for itself with its punctilious musical style, earning the admiration of audiences in Bulgaria and abroad. Over 60 whole years, the Dimov Quartet has won numerous awards at prestigious international competitions and has toured more than 25 countries on 4 continents. Dimo Dimov.
These days, there are many people, among whom...
At the Bulgarian National Radio, I was presented a collection of titles, recordings we had made at the BNR, and the list had more than 500 works in it. I couldn't believe it at first. More than 500 recordings. A fact that speaks eloquently enough of the Bulgarian National Radio's interest in our work through the years, of the interest Bulgarian composers have in our quartet. I counted no less than 30 works composed exclusively for us. Interestingly enough, these works are performed to this day, and record holder in this respect is Marin Guliminov's Micro Quartet, which he wrote especially for us. To my mind, he chose the format well. Every part is no more than 2 minutes long, synthesized, featuring many Bulgarian motifs, without giving any literal citations. And each part is dedicated to one of us. This is something unique. I shall never forget when we performed this concert for quartet and chamber orchestra, and when we said to him, "Professor Guliminov, you wanted to put together two string orchestras with no percussion or brass." He said, "I tried to paint a picture of white on white." His eighth quartet is again dedicated to the formation, and it is truly magnificent.
Thank you.
Besides being the central figure in the quartet, Dimo Dimov has also lectured at the Music Academy, of which he later became rector. He has been Minister of Culture, Member of Parliament, Ambassador to the Kingdom of Denmark. But playing with the quartet is a way of life for him. So, in 2006, he put it together again with new members: Emil Boshev, violin; Ognjan Konstantinov, viola; and Christo Tanev, cello. But after all these years devoted to music, Professor Dimov is sceptical about the future of music in Bulgaria. Bulgaria still has two professional quartets, but I am not optimistic about the future of chamber music in the country. Economic conditions are dire, and even if there was a Minister of Culture wanting to render substantial financial support to a given orchestra, that would not be possible. Still, the young must love their art. They must play chamber music. To my mind, chamber music is the most distinguished form of musicianship. It is the apex which they must endeavour to reach, Professor Dimo Dimov says in conclusion.